From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day Today. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Ohio, new challenges to teaching the theory of evolution. First, though, there is more deadly news from Iraq today. Suicide attackers detonated simultaneous car bombs outside police buildings in the southern city of Basra. Around 70 people are reported killed, many of them children, more than 100 wounded. This is the worst attack to hit Basra since the U.S.-led occupation began a year ago. Isam Al-Ainachi is reporting for the BBC from Basra. He joins us now. Isam, can you tell us what happened?
At 7:20 in local time, in Basra, everybody hears a very strong explosions. After half an hour, I was near the police station of a Saudiya area. This building was destroyed by a car bombing. The other two explosions was at the same time in Al-Ashar police station in the city commercial center and Al-Basra police station.
Isam, these bombs all went off at about the same time, early in the morning there. It must have been complete chaos.
Yes. In general, it is the baddest day in Basra from a year ago, from the occupation started from the U.S. and the British soldiers to Iraq. And people started to come very upset, and they started throwing stones on the British soldiers in the street because they are thinking that there is a lack of security and there is shortage in security caused by the British soldiers and caused also by the policemen.
Isam, I thought that Basra was pretty much pacified, that British soldiers there were reported to be on very good terms with local Iraqis.
That's correct, but the problem is when this big explosion and this big incident in Basra and this high number of people were killed and injured, people started to come upset and fed up of what's going there, and they think, they are saying from before that there is a lack of security in this area, and now they are sure that there is this lack of security, and people also thinking Basra, which was one of the most cool places in Iraq, now it's again same as other places.
Isam Al-Ainachi reporting for the BBC from Basra. Isam, thank you.
Thanks.